We're talking this morning about how much of a dilemma there is when you go to a Mexican restaurant, first off, and you see something on the menu that's in Spanish, and you have no idea how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, no. The Burritos Jalisco. That's what I'm calling them. The Burritos Jalisco at El Caz. And I'm totally clueless on, like, I'd say maybe 15% of the menu is unpronounceable at El Caz for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are some of those the numbered meals? Because if they have numbers.
Yeah. I think they only have numbers for their lunch menu.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Have you been to a Mexican restaurant that has like 70 numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the easy order ones.
You're right. Those are a lot easier, and they're obviously designed that way because you can't speak Spanish very well, and the wait staff probably can't speak English so well. So it all works out. And then you have your people who go in there and order in Spanish. And then they start bragging. It's like the same people that always brag.
Yeah, I spent a month in Spain, so you know, once I get there's a difference between Spain Spanish and Mexican Spanish,
and then you had to hear that whole thing, you know, and like, could you just order in English like the rest of us?
Why am I still your friend?
What do you think? Are you allowed to order in Spanish at a Spanish restaurant, or are you condescending to the people that work there, or maybe to the people that you're with? 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
It really depends on the waiter.
Yeah, that's a good point,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, kind of mixed reaction. You know, if you have somebody who's kind of laid back, then it's cool. If you have somebody who's not there, just trying to do their job and get on with life. So.
That's true. They give you kind of that annoyed look, like, just order in English so we can get this over with.
Or by number.
By number. That's the perfect case. That's what Chris is saying.
So.
Well, thanks for the call. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Yeah, I guess, you know, it depends on their ability to understand your broken Spanish, right?
Yep.
Good morning. What do you think?
Hey, gringo. You know I'm loco.
What?
And?
That's how I order Mexican.
All right, dude. Thanks. 539-9750 or 238-0975. That's a little odd.
Probably wouldn't work out very well.
Yeah, that didn't sound very...
sound like any of the meals I've seen on the menu.
No. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you want it, why not? But you're white, so I think you should speak English. Just like all the Mexicans, they're in our country, they're in our world, they should speak English.
Yeah, there's that argument also on both ends. And they can obviously speak English already, so you speaking in Spanish, are you just trying to prove something when you do that? Or what do you think people are trying to do, the ones who do order in Spanish?
I don't know. It depends. Probably most likely the ones that order in Spanish that are white are probably trying to prove something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's times that I'm around Mexicans when I'm working or something. That'd be kind of cool to be able to speak Spanish, to know what they're saying, and carry out a conversation. But for the most part, nah.
Yeah, you know what? When I worked at McDonald's in high school, I made sure that I knew every dirty Mexican word I possibly could find out. Just ask them, like, hey, how do you say this in Spanish?
Yeah, I've done that over the years. I went to my kid. He was in kindergarten a couple of years ago, and there was a little Mexican kid there, and he was sitting there spitting out the cuss words in Spanish, and I kind of looked at him in awe. You know, like, hey, I know what you're saying, buddy. I might be white, but I know what you're saying.